Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Okay, I have a limerick. I just wrote it. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was an old lady who lived on the coast.
It's not a limerick.
Yeah. Oh, it's not?
No, but anyway.
It's a rhyme.
Yeah.
There was an old lady who lived on the coast. She liked to drink Brondo when eating her toast. She surfed on the net, sent stuff to her pet. Not boring or half-witted, only stuff that she liked the very most. What do you think about that?
It's good.
You've really been paying attention to your interviews this morning.
The rhyme scheme sort of fell apart at the end, but I
like it. Didn't scan.
Oh, you rocked me.
But A for effort.
It was
Rachel.
So good. It was more than A for effort.
A for effort, story of my life. Story of my life. Ian, what do you have to say for yourself this morning on this most beautiful morning?
You just said most again.
I know.
You know that rhymes with toast?
And toast.
We don't usually do commentaries in here, but this was the most popular on Wired. And Laura Schoberg basically says, you know, Iron Man is going to cost you $12 if you want to go see the movie. But let's take Iron Man and pit him against various other nefarious Ferris adversaries.
Mm-hmm. Nefarious Ferris. I like it.
Yeah, he's good.
Now, this isn't feral, meaning wild. It's Ferris, meaning of or relating to iron.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. So we have the Iron Sheik. Professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the work of the Iron Sheik?
I am not.
Let me put it to you
called
this way.
The Iron Sheik back in the day.
Let me put it to you this way. I tried to find some sound of the Iron Sheik so I could introduce you to him. 15 YouTube videos, all of them. Iron Sheik goes crazy on blank.
Ian, I don't know what the camel clutch sounds like. I just know what that particular patented hold looks like.
One fun detail about the Iron Sheik, he was Iranian until Iraq became our big enemy, and then he was Iraqi.
Anyway, Iron Man beats the Sheik easily because he's made of iron. Also takes on the Iron Giant, whose powers are flight, rockets, and heavy-handed moralization. Now, he gives this one to the Iron Giant because the Iron Giant is basically a giant version of Iron Man. And none of us could beat a giant version of ourselves. Also takes on the band Iron Maiden, Iron Chef Japanese, and Iron Eyes Cody, who, you know, the Native American, though not actually Native American, who shed a single tear.
Would Alanis Morissette of Isn't It Ironic be a worthy adversary?
Alanis would be good. Who would you give that to, Trish?
I'm going to give it to the Iron, to Iron Man.
Iron Man. Okay, I got a few more. Iron Mike Tyson. Who wins, Jeannie?
Oh, let's see. I'll go with Iron Man.
Anyone want to make the Tyson claim?
Yeah, no, I gotta go with Jeannie here because I remember fighting Iron Mike myself.
Oh, in Punch Out, yeah.
And you can tell by how he blinks where he's going to punch him.
Oh, he has a tell. Margaret Thatcher.
Fatal flaw.
Who wins, Margaret Thatcher or Iron Man?
Margaret Thatcher.
Maggie. Margaret Thatcher.
Iron Man.
I agree. I think it's Margaret Thatcher. And finally, Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse.
Gotta give it to Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. It would last a while. All right. So there are some other Iron matchups. Who's next?
Trisha. All right. Control room.
Okay, so I have one of the most viewed stories at the Minneapolis St. Paul Star Tribune. Title is Marathon Runner Takes Down a Thief. And I think marathon is really appropriate here because this went on a long time. Some guy apparently robbed a coffee shop, took some money out of a cash register, and this guy, his name is Mark La Liberté, saw
that means
these
Mark
guys.
Of Liberty.
Mark of Liberty, saw this one guy with a wad of 20s under his sweatshirt, and he became, according to the story, became a man on a mission that would take a wrestling match and a foot race to resolve. So he grabs one guy, the other guy grabs him, he holds on. Now there's a two-man fight. They kind of sumo wrestled there in the hall of a hospital. The crowd stood motionless and silent. La Liberté rips the guy's sweatshirt off. There's punches, kicks, fights, running. I don't even know. There's just so much went on in the story. It's
and
amazing.
That guy was a marathon runner, La Liberté. Or it was a marathon fight. What's the marathon connection?
Well, he's a marathon runner.
He's
a veteran of numerous marathons and triathlons, so I think he's way more than just a marathon runner. Apparently, he does kickboxing, too.
All right. One danger when running the marathon is sometimes you think that people are pickpockets or thieves, and then you realize, no, it's just that people lining the marathon route are giving you candy and are giving you water. That's meant to happen. There's no theft going on. Have you ever had that happen to you?
No, not at all. Although the people that hand the Vaseline are as frightening as a
Jeannie, what's your most?
All right, this was most emailed on Yahoo. Three islanders from the island of Lesbos object to the term lesbian being used in the title, in the name of a gay rights group in Greece. It's the Homosexual and Lesbian Community of Greece, and they are taking it to court in Athens. One of the islanders, Dimitris Lambrou, says, "Our geographical designation has been usurped by certain ladies who have no connection whatsoever with Lesbos." And of course, Lesbos is the home of Sappho, the ancient poet who would write about passionate love between women.
And these people who've lived there their whole lives have just figured out what the phrase lesbian means.
Got an uphill battle. I did a quick hunt, and there's some other Greek gay rights groups that use the term lesbian, but he says they are not officially registered. And he has this, he says, Lambrou said the word lesbian has only been linked with gay women in the past few decades, but we have been lesbians for thousands of years.
One thing about, you know, Greece being the oldest civilization, imagine that the people of Troy, you know, the Trojans objecting to what their name has... Well, there are probably not enough Trojans around, the birth rate being so low. Or someone trying to run a Spartan hotel, a luxury hotel,
right.
Saying, why is no one coming to our Spartan hotel?
He's not the first to be saddled with this problem.
All right, I got a quick most. One of the most emailed articles on Time magazine is about ethanol. I just want to read you a quote. We hadn't heard this. A UN official dubbed the production of biofuels at the expense of food cultivation, quote, a crime against humanity. And now Brazil is fighting back. But I didn't know that someone from the UN had essentially called ethanol and half the economy of Iowa a crime against humanity. Dan, what do you have?
Hey, guys. I got the most popular here from the New York Post. Bush. Well, actually, I'm not going to read the headline. We're just going to go straight to the sound. There was a big event on the South Lawn of the White House yesterday.
It's an honor to recognize the Super Bowl champs, the New York football Giants.
That's right, man.
Good, because I hadn't heard anything about
that. That does not get old. Hearing that does not get old, does it? Overall, I thought that Mr. President did a nice job with the team. He really went into great detail talking about their successes. Mispronounced the coach's last name.
Coughlin?
He said Coughlin. But he did have some good one-liners prepared for the team. He addressed specifically Eli Manning, son of football great Archie, brother of football great Peyton, who just got married, Eli did a couple weeks ago. Let's hear the president addressing Eli.
It's good to be up here with the Super Bowl MVP, Eli Manning. We have a few things in common. We got some things in common. Eli has a father and a brother in the same business he's in.
Pretty good, pretty good.
And Eli's really popular in New York.
Well, I'm glad you brought that to us.
And he says the press is skeptical of us, and we both just survived a big wedding.
Yeah. Hitching his trailer to that star might be a smart move politically.
For more, all your Giants news and more on all the stories you heard on The Most Today, go to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.